Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills Podcast. Dag Heward Mills Podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which aims to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. I'm so happy to have you join us for today's teaching from a camp message called The Powers of the Cross. Our message this Saturday focuses on the cross of Christ and how it must be relied upon if we want to see a mighty move and power released in all aspects of our life and ministry. Our message this Saturday focuses on the cross of Christ and how it must be relied upon if we want to see a mighty move and power released in all aspects of our ministry and life. The concept of sacrificing anything to God is foreign to most Christians today. Bishop Dag will teach you how and why the cross and sacrifice that each person is required to take up is an individual pursuit. Be blessed by today's word.
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Amen. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? For the Son of Man is coming in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of you who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Amen. Now, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross. Now, we are talking about the cross, the importance of the cross, or the mystery of the cross. Your cross is what I'm talking about now. That you do have a cross. Do you see? There is nothing like Christ's cross only. This is a very important revelation. You know, when they were asking me for the theme of the camp, and I was giving it to, you know, my secretary to give it, I had to emphasize that it's not the powers of the cross. Because you easily think that's what they said, powers of the cross or power of the cross. But it's not. It's not the power. It's the powers. Because there are many powers in a cross. And it's not the cross of Christ. But it is just a cross. Okay? And it is your cross. Are you there? Because you have a cross as well as Christ. It's not a false doctrine. It's here. It says, he must deny himself and take up his cross. Do you see? So that means that to really serve the Lord, we all have a portion to suffer, a portion to give up. Right? And that is so important for us all to realize and to come to that place. Okay? Now, everybody's cross is different. Do you see? Everybody's cross is different. That's why it says, take up your cross. If any man wants to come after me, I will receive him in peace to my rest. Only he should know that any man who holds the plow and looks back isn't fit for my kingdom. Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Amen.
Amen.
So, you have to take up your cross. What do you think?
Yep.
And deny yourself and follow Jesus. Now, your cross is different from my cross. One time I was working with somebody and he came late to church. And when I saw him, I said, "Where have you been? Why are you late?" He said, "Because I went to get your plugs, the plugs for the instruments and so on." So he said, "Because I was working on your plugs." So up to today, it is his name, Your Plugs. This is his name in the church. I won't tell you who it is, but he's around. Your plugs. He was emphasizing that the plugs that he was getting for this equipment and so on were my plugs or the plugs of the church. So I was getting your plugs. What do you think? So, early in the morning. It's so nice to be served with coffee by you. What a blessing. And her husband has got one before me. Charlie. A1. It's an A1 wife. This camp has classified husbands and wives. Now, are you there? Okay. Everybody different cross now. Everybody different cross. Everybody different. You different, me different. My cross different from your cross. I was roommate with Dr. Nosh. Or he was, I should say, a tenant. He was a tenant in my room. Yeah. But we may be roommates, but our cross different. What the wood that mine will be made of? Different from the wood. Your wood may not be dry. Would make you very heavy. Mine may be dried, and that will be lighter. Do you get it? The carpenter who was making mine may have decided to use 2x4, but yours will be 4x6. Heavy duty. Yours may be planed, smooth. And this other one may be rough with things on it. Maybe there's some little twig coming out which is going to descend into, what is this place called? Is it a cubital? What's the cubital fossa? Is it here? Clavicular fossa. Yeah. Descending. Yours may be made out of pine wood. Mine may be made out of odum. Ghana wood. Yours may have a cushion for the shoulder, specially designed with a kind of, you know, shoulder pad. Your cross may have a Simon of Cyrene. And you know, whenever, and your cross, you may have, Jesus had Simon of Cyrene. You may have Rosalinda, who cannot carry my, she's just pretending, you see, as she's working. So the main thing is on you. And she's also moving around as if. You may have King Kong or Rambo to help you, and he'll be taking most of the weight. So you'll be coolly moving. Or you may have somebody who cannot carry at all. And he's also there. So your cross is different from my cross. Your plugs are different from my plugs. I remember exactly where I was standing when he said to me, I'm going to get your plugs. But we were having a convention and it was late and we were really tense. Years ago when we were doing the basement in the college, I said, your plugs? I said, what? Your plugs? I told Bishop Saki, this guy, we have to watch him. See, because of plugs, the guy is warning me. So everybody's cross different, la. What do you think? Yours different from mine. You're different from mine. Your cross different from my cross. Yours may be heavier. So everybody's marriage is different. You may have A1. Somebody have A2. Somebody's B45. Everybody's cross is different. Now, turn with me to John. Verse 17. And he said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he had said this to him the third time. Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. Verse 18. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you, la. And bring you where you do not wish to go, la. Now this he had said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. What kind of what? Death. Even your death, your suffering, glorifies God. And when he has spoken of this, he said, follow me. And you see, that is why when Jesus rose from the dead, come sit down. Find your seat. When Jesus rose from the dead, okay, are you there?
Yes.
What did Jesus say when he rose from the dead? Thomas did not believe. He came with his scars. Now, how many will agree with me that if you die of cancer, eat up all your body, sores and everything, and you die of cancer, when you rise from the dead with a new body, will you have the cancer? No. How come Jesus, when he rose from the dead and he came to show the scar? Look, because your wounds are the sign of who you are. The wounds you sustain for Christ You see, Rick Joyner, in his vision, when he met with the people of the Lord, they said, our wounds are lined with gold. They are the sign of our rank, who we are in heaven. And that's how come Jesus came with the things he had suffered. Look, this one hasn't gone. This one is the evidence. What have you been through? What have you survived? So you too one day will need this rank on your hand to show when you get to heaven, explaining where you are living, to explain where you've been put for accommodation. When the angels come and asking, who moved you here, la? You say, look at my hand. You see, man? Explanation of this big house, la. Yeah, when they want to move you, relocate is a looker. Look, what have I suffered? So that is why this message of trying to make everything easy, trying to take away any hardship, trying to let everything be just quick, get, have, no suffer, no problem. It's not a gospel message. This is your real benefit. This. And this is your real rank that you're going to have to show here. Yeah, Luca. Luca now, la. Okay? What have you suffered? You say you don't have a bed, eh? In France. Me too. When I went to the Geneva church to start a church, I didn't have anywhere to stay. I stayed in a hostel. I stayed in a room. For the first, 3 years, we were in a hostel. I was in a hostel. I went to start a church there myself. Bath with homosexuals. This, like, just like school days. So one pig came and saw me and said, how can you be like this, like a student? So we had a big church and we were starting a new church. It's nothing. On Friday, they go to toilet a lot. Fridays and Saturdays. So by Sunday, there's no toilet roll left in the place. I always remember there was no toilet roll on Sundays. Because they come and put more toilet roll on Mondays. Eh? Yeah, you prepare for the weekend. So when you see people, they don't want to suffer. We need this. We need that. We need this type of house. This, I say, look, you are not a real missionary. You don't know how to be a missionary. So you bring this money. Send this. This is, hey, look at you. This is not how we do it. Are you understanding?
Yeah.
That's not how it is. And there is nothing like that. When I went to visit Dr. Nosh in America, he didn't have anything. He had some two-door car. He came with this small sports car. Two doors. And he was happy in it. He didn't write to me. He said, send a car. How can I be in such a car? My doctor has been working for years in Ghana. I've come. Send a car. He was not angry with anybody. He just endured it, knowing that it's the way forward. The way forward is this way. You go, you climb from below. Send it now. Send la. No sending.
We are going to start a church at Bournemouth, Sule Montari's hometown. We need this. Bring money for to transport our things to Bournemouth.
We will bring a corn. Are you there? Okay. Now, Peter, turning round, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had leaned on his back at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? And it's John, you know, he doesn't want to mention his name. So Peter, seeing him, said, what about this man? Lord, what about this man? Is he also going to suffer? Me, I know what happened. They have told me I'm going to suffer. What about this man? It's not only me. What about him? What is he suffering? He should also suffer. Why what? Yeah, I'm going, you are staying. It's not fair. What about him? What about him? You see, that's how we think. We always look around. Are you also going? So how was it? Look, long ago I learned when I was in school, what God tells me to do, I don't think about people. I do what I think is right. I leave the people. Those who believe, those who follow, it's up to them. What do you think? So, you see, Peter immediately said, you are going to suffer. So what about this guy? Is it only me? And if it's only you, what's wrong? When I send Daniel and Irene to Mali, he said, is it only me you are sending to? Will you not send somebody to Sudan? Or Eritrea? Or is it only me going to such a place at Mali? Because that was the first desert camp. Temperature there, 45. 40 Celsius. Yeah. From this camp, this type of camp, there is something we call here spiritual eject button. When you come in, prep, you see that you are going. Are you there?
Yeah.
Look, through this missionary work, we have discovered places that we didn't know were there. Even Chris was just telling me yesterday about Paris, how there are large churches, 5,000, 8,000 people going to church. Yeah. Thousands of people queuing up with bouncers. Is that what they say? Bouncers. That's a bouncer is what? Somebody who keeps the gate, yeah, to prevent people from coming in and like that. I don't know what a bouncer is. But you see, you don't know. As you sit in your little London and your little world, you know, this is all that I know. When you go out and you see there's more things, more fields. And you see, we can sit here saying, you know, yeah, I'm here forever. Look, you are not here forever. Point number one. Point number two, even if you don't want to be here forever, or you want to be here forever, it's not forever. One of the realities of life is the reality of seasons. You see, when Juanita died, there was something that it was something that when earlier we have one of our close people also, her husband died tragically. And I was always searching for something to tell her, you know, because I was with her. So I was always talking to her and trying, I was finding something. You know, you know what to say. So when you talk and talk, the person doesn't come back. But you know, you have to think. And pray for wisdom. But one of the great realities was I read in a book, you know, they were interviewing Colin Powell about how does he feel having been the joint chiefs of staff, or whatever he was, and he's no more. And he said something. He said, what has helped me is to accept that life is a series of chapters and seasons. And you finish this season and you go to another season. In another season, there's different people, different things like that. Yeah. And it was something about someone whose wife had died. Or so, and his wife had died. He said that to accept that his life is in chapters. Chapter one included this without the person. Chapter one was without the person. You have a husband, you. In this chapter one. Then when you have a husband, it's chapter two. You see, but you will think, oh, life is made up of chapter one and chapter two. You see, but you may not know that your life has four chapters. Chapter three is with another, or is alone again, without a husband, or is with another husband. Not from divorce, eh? Eh? No divorce, la. Eh? No divorce, la. Tell your neighbor, no divorce, la. Chapter 3 may be with another person. And chapter 4 may be with a third person again. Or alone. You don't know. But if that, you have to. So that was one of the things that I remember I was trying to explain to Bishop Saki that, you know, this like that is a season. It's difficult, oh. It's not easy, oh. Hey. It's like you have to see that the thing is a season. This first season was with this, this was with that. Your heart. Difficult. Huh? But you see, that's life. And life in all through the ministries and seasons. You know? So sometimes when you try to, it's summer is gone and you come out with your summer clothes. I rebuke the cold in Jesus' name. Go away. You are a fool, lah. No, you cannot rebuke the season. It's changed. And you are holding on to the past, trying to grip to the past. But you have to accept that the thing is in. It's in seasons. Yeah. You get it? And you need to flow on with God. Sometimes God will not give you the benefit of, you know, like Catherine Kuhlman, break the roof and then you are forced to move. When you are mature, the season will change and he will speak to you and say, look, go. Move on now. Oh, before I got married, I had no intention of getting married. Oh, I used to tell my beloved, she was not my beloved, she was just a friend. I said, me, marriage? No. 10 years of it. Future. I've not thought of marriage at all. As I'm moving, if you don't think in that way, don't start hearing bells, wedding bells. But when the Lord said to me, look, you better get a beloved. And he told me to get a beloved. I believe this. There are two reasons. One, you get a wife, but there's a prophetic reason. And that was also for by protection. There are people that are in my life, even now, they are in my life because of protection. They play a role, but they play another role too. They play a role to prevent other people from coming. Yeah, there are two roles. Anybody who is in your life prevents another person from coming because he's occupying a place. Yeah, he or she is occupying a place. Yeah. Yeah. But some of you have so many problems because you don't have a person who's occupying a chair. Yeah. And so it opens a door for so many people to come to you, towards you, come near you. What do you think? It's good, lah. So, sometimes the season changes and you have to flow with it. So, my cross, your cross. Now, when Bishop Saki's wife died, he said something. The first time, first day he preached, he said that Bishop is stronger than me and Bishop Eddie is also stronger. I'm the one who's always crying. So, why didn't it happen to them and happen to me? Do you see? Because he crying, always. Because some of us, you know, we also cry. I never cried in my life like I cried over Mrs. Saki's body in the car. My wife and they had to pull me out. They had to pull me. At a point she said, what is Bishop Saki going to do if you behave like this? Because somebody very important and very dear to me and my life and my ministry was, I felt like it was almost as if my wife was gone. But you see, everybody expressed differently. Are you there?
Yeah.
You see, many times when you see your cross, you say, ha, this is for me. So you, which one is for you? When you see the big cross, that like, there's a big cross. So what about this person? Will he have one? Will he have one too? It's natural. That's the question he was asked. That why not Bishop? Even Bishop Eddie. You know, because immediately when you see your cross, say, what? What type of cross is this? Oh, doom. It has not even been dried. No shoulder parts. So this man, what type of cross? Then you see him coming with a toy cross like this. It's only the toy cross. And another one is coming with a silver cross. He's playing with it like that. Say, is that his cross? Is that his cross? But why is mine so big? Hallelujah! But it's natural. But that's why I said, take up your cross. Your plugs is for you. Mine is different. Yours is different. So when you see your cross, don't turn around and start wondering. But let me divide mine. You take half. I'm going to cut mine. No. You have to bear it and go through it. Don't resist the season when the season changes for your life. When Abraham was invited, many of these, if you read this book, God's Generals, if you read God's Generals, the blue one, the blue God's Generals, the third one is coming out now. Yeah. The third one is coming out with some other guys. Yeah, I have it already. So it's not out, but I have it. Oh, yeah. I have it, la. Listen, the blue one, the first one, you see Abraham. The season changed. Join this group and be preaching. He said, no. And he made the mistake. He didn't join. Then there was a big flood. His wife died. His child died. He buried them. Wife and the child on the wife. I've seen one before. Have you seen one before? A wife with a baby on top. I've seen one, a funeral like that before. It's not a small thing. And so he refused to change, you know, and move on. I remember in my life I made a similar mistake when it was a season change. I was in Calvary Road, and it was time to leave. Not because it was a fellow, and I wanted to start a church. We were not a church. I didn't leave. I remember I decided, I felt in my spirit, go. Start it clean. Start something. Do different. I talked with people. People said, no, you shouldn't. Stay. So I stayed. And then the next thing I did was I went to Kolebu. And when I went to Kolebu area, that's the hospital area in Accra, when I went there, I started what I started, and I was Calvary Road again. So when I was now leaving, then later I said, no. Because they were now saying, no church, no this, no that. We don't want a church. We are not a church. We don't want any church. So it's like, go. If you want a church, don't. This is not a church. So that brought a whole confusion for the beginning of my ministry. Because the season changed. I said, it hasn't changed. Still the same singing group. And I moved with them, and then all my problems came. Hey, that problem, if God had not given me the grace to repent of it, to turn around, be humble, I'll never have recovered from it. Just that change that I could not accept the change and flow with the change. I'll never have recovered from it in the ministry. So when the season comes for you to die and say, I know die la. Okay. Now turn with me to Matthew. Everybody different. Verse 7, chapter 2, verse 7. Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem. And he said, go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him. After hearing the king, they went their way and the star they are seeing, they went, blah, 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 blah. Then verse 11, after coming to the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him what? Gifts. To him. Isn't it?
Yeah.
They presented to him gifts. Gifts. Of what? Frankincense, myrrh. They didn't give to his mother. To his father. To him. They didn't give to the church. They gave to him. Now, this is the fate of one little baby born in Bethlehem. But in verse 16, we see a different fate. When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged and sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity from 2 years old and under, according to the time which was determined. Then what had been spoken through Jeremiah was fulfilled. Again, you see two reasons for one thing. The anger of Herod, but the prophecy of Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were no more. Amen. All through this chapter, you see two reasons for one thing. Killing, reason is this, another reason. So sometimes you see, the reason for the person was sick, but the reason for it was a prophetic determination of a cross for somebody. One baby experienced happiness and gifts, other experienced death and sorrow. Different. Everybody has different. That is why we will never be asked to take up our cross in the same way and be crucified as Christ was crucified, because it's not even done anymore. In the Philippines, they have a ceremony that they crucify themselves, but they don't die. They just crucify, but up to a point. But it's not our portion. Are you there?
Yes.
Is it powerful?
Yes.
So everybody has a different cross. That's all that I want to share with you. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome our sister Grace and stand up on your feet and let's sing a nice little song.
Lord, I thank you for the morning. Lord, I thank you for the brand new dawning. Lord, I thank you for another day to sing your praise. Lord, I thank you for
have you
your
found
blessing.
It? 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
Right now, my heart's confessing. Lord, I thank you for another day to sing your praise.
And you may be seated.
Lord, I thank you for the morning. Lord, I thank you for the brand new dawning. Lord, I thank you for another day to sing your praise. And Lord, I thank you for your blessing. Right now, my heart's confessing. Lord, I thank you for another day to sing your praise. New mercies every morning. New mercies, Lord, I see. Simply because you love me, you're always bringing new mercies to me. Every morning when I wake up, I cannot help but see your goodness and your mercy, Lord, are always following me. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the morning. Lord, I thank you for the brand new dawning. Lord, I thank you for another day to sing your praise. Lord, I thank you for your blessing. Right now, my heart's confessing. Lord, I thank you for another day to sing your praise. Lord, you've been good to me. Yes, you've been good to me. Lord, mighty, 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 mighty good to me. Yeah, yeah, you've been good to me. For one more day. Thank you for one more day. For one more day to sing your praise. Lord, I thank you for one more day. I thank you for just one more day. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. For one more day. You've given me one more day. One more day to sing your praise. One more day to sing your praise. You didn't have to wake me up this morning. Start me on my way. You did, and I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. You didn't have to give me joy. Didn't have to give me peace. You didn't have to give me a song, and I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Oh, thank you for the more. Thank you for the noonday. Lord, I thank you for one more day. Lord, I thank you for one more day. Thank you for one more day, Lord. Thank you for one more day. I thank you. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for one more day. Thank you for one more day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Thank you for one more day.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.